Vayter and Shasra and Daf Hey, picking it up on the top of Hey Amud Aleph. We were discussing until now the discussion of how do we know an asay, a mitzvah, a do mitzvah, is doche, pushes away a los asay. So if you have one mitzvah says don't do something, another one says do something, and they seem to come against each other, the do outweighs the don't, and there and then and it wins. So how do we know that? Where do we learn that from? And we said on Dalet Amud Aleph, very top line, we learn it out from Tzitzis Dichsiv. The pasuk says, Lo silba shatnes. This is one pasuk. Just talking about, you're not allowed to wear kilayim. You're not allowed to mix wool and linen together in your clothing, and your pants, and your socks, and your shirts, and your tzitzis, anything, right? Lo silba shatnes. Samuel pishtim yachdu. We can't mix these things together. And then the very next pasuk says, Gedilim tasalach, that you should go ahead and spin, which means tzitzis. This is dvarim chafal, if you're not familiar base. Gedilim tasalach, which means go ahead and spin things together. Our alba kanfas ksusa shet chasava. So first one says, don't do. Next one says, do. The do outweighs the don't do. So that is what we said on Amud Aleph. Now we're on Dalam Alf. Now in Hayam Alf, the very top line, the Gemara says, that's really nice. That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. Tenach Latana de Rebbe Shmuel. That works in the world of Tana de Rebbe Shmuel. You know why? Because if you look at the Rashi says, the Iser Late Semra Pishtim, because the word Semra Pishtim seem to be superfluous. We don't need them because we know when it talks about Sitzis, it says the word Beged. And when it says we know the beged means semra pishtim. We learned that out from the goyim. We learned that the other day from Rashi points out the pasuk of the goyim. So the isolated semra pishtim, that is extra. And therefore, since it's extra, therefore it's mufni. We can now darshan something out, which is extra. We darshan the smuchim one thing next to the next. The haparashi again. Ella l'rabbanan, kontra rabbanan. Teleslu kol begadim semra pishtim. They do not hold that every beged is semra pishtim, is wool and linen. Vahat semra pishtim lo ma'isim. That's not extra, which means that the pasuk that we brought in chaf, I think it's chafav chafes. I don't have it right. That says the pasuk yiralef that says semra pishtim is not extra anymore. So minale dais the asay asay v'dochalos asay. Where does he learn that asay v'dochalos asay? That's what we didn't say. Now this is the gemara. The rabbanon minale. Where do they learn out this concept of asay is docha alos asay? They say the words wool and linen are just telling you the basic principle. You can't mix wool and linen together. Therefore, it's not extra. If it's not extra, so where are they going to learn out from? Says the Gemara, good question. Nafka lahu may rosho. They learn out from rosho. What is this talking about? So we know there's something called a mitzora. A mitzora is somebody who gets saras. Let's say a person gets saras. They go through the whole process. At the very end of the process, they have to have their whole body shaved twice. They get shaved, and there's a week period of time, and then the kohen comes, and he shaves it again. And we learn enough from the fact that the pasuk says a word which seems to be extra, superfluous, extraneous, not necessary. Nafklumi rosho detanya. We learned in a brisa rosho. Matamid lomai. Why does the pasuk decide to tell us the word rosho? Lefisha neamar lo sakifu pas roshachem. Oh no, what's the question? I spelled the question. Rashi spelled the question is that b'mitzora ksiv yigaleach is kol sa'aro. You have to cut all of his hair, razor away all of his hair. Hare rosho b'chlal. Your head is included with all your hair. So let me lead the siv. Why do we have to go ahead and write rosho altogether? So now the Gemara answers rosho matam. Lomar lefishin emar, because of the fact that it says lo sakifu pas roshchem, you can't round off your payas of your head, the corners of your head. You're not allowed to cut off your payas. Shomea ani af mitzorakin. I would have thought that even mitzor is not like that also. So when it says shave everything, it means shave everything except for his payas. Talmud lomar rosho. Therefore, it specifically goes out of his way to say the word rosho to say that his head also. So what do you see right now? Seems to be saying that what you have an assay of rosho, you have a los assay of cutting your payas. I say is docha alos. I say v'kasaver haitana, and this tana holds that hakafas kol rosh shema hakafa. There could have been a havamina that one would have thought that the only time it's an isser of doing cutting off the you know payas is if you cut off only the payas and then you left the rest of it. But over here, it must be that he holds that even cutting off the entire thing would also be an isser as well. Okay, that's just to explain how this works here. So there you have it. Asay is docha los asay, and we learned it out from the mitzora. In fact, the Gemara, ikah lemifrach, there's a way to go ahead and knock it off. Ikah lemifrach means we have ikah, there is lemifrach, to ask a kasha on this and say, maybe this isn't comparable to all the other things in the Torah. So don't say you can learn from it anywhere else. Maybe over here, it's only a localized asay docha los asay, but not a global asay local. Asay docha los asay. Mala lav da kafa, shekain lav, she ain shava bakol. this lav vakafa is a lav that's not shava, that's not equal to everyone. You know why? Because the issur of rounding your head doesn't apply to everyone. Rashi says, the nashim inu b'lav da'akafa b'per kamen de'kiddushin, right? So you can't go and learn it out to everybody because it's very local. It's only for men, and therefore you can't go and say a lav is going to be docha, and I say is docha a lav because this is a lav which is only particular to men. Women who have sideburns, they have payas, they have beards, they can use a razor and cut it right off. A man is not allowed to, right? So a bearded lady in the circus, she's allowed to, but she never will because then she won't be the lady in the circus anymore, you know? Anyway, the point is that maybe we don't have a raya anymore. Says Gemara, Ella Asya Mizukano in a chinami, so let's learn it out from somewhere else. The pasuk is talking about kohanim that they're not allowed to go and shave their beard. D'tanya, as we learned on a braisa, zakanu matam and lomar, why do you have to go and say zakanu that now we're talking about again by the mitzora? Then a mitzora has to shave his beard. The fish and since it says upasta zakanim lo yalechu, it says you're not allowed to go ahead and cut the corners of your beard. Shemani af koin mitzora kain. Then I would thought there was also a koin mitzora can't do that as well. Tamid lomar zakanu has his beard, therefore it's got to be cut as well. So you see the los ase of not cutting your beard is knocked away by the ase of cut your beard. Okay, so now the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. We know there's a bit of an issue here. First of all, that's only talking about Kohanim, not to everybody, so it's not Shavuot Kol. And secondly, women also don't have the problem of cutting their beards as well. So what are you gaining by bringing this in? And the Gemara addresses that by saying, "V'im eino inyan lelav she'in Shavuot Kol tineu inyan lelav ha'Shavuot Kol." Understand that we don't need to say this say is docha alosa say when it comes to cutting by mitzora because you already said it by the hair by payas. So now when it goes into disguise to talk about the payas of the beard, when it talks about the beard, let's just, Lamaisa, the Torah calls them both payas, right? You have payas in different corners of the face. But I'm just going to call payas on the side, like the boing boings, and the beard is going to be the other part. So we know already that you're allowed to go and cut the payas, in which case we learn that a lav is, an asay is docha los asay is docha los asay by mitzora. So why have to say it by zaka, by the zaka and by the beard also? The Talmud asay is docha los asay, we know that already, so you don't need it. So therefore, it ends up being something which is unnecessary for us to use, and it's not Shavuot Kol. So im eino inyan lelav she'ein Shavuot Kol. And since there's no reason for us to be using it over here, and it's something that's not Shavuot Kol, teneu inyan lelav Shavuot Kol. This is a yalach l'moshe misinai of im eino inyan lazeh teneu inyan lazeh. If you don't have a reason for it over here, then borrow it and then use that phrase for somewhere else. And therefore, we use it for someone else's also to teach us the concept that a lav is docha, and asay is docha alav. Asay is docha alos asay. In fact, the Gemara, that's only true if you actually didn't need the pasuk saying not to shave your beard, but we actually do need that. Va'akati yitzrech. Rashi says, legufe, lashmi'ina, to come and teach us. It's coming to teach us, lashmi'ina, the lav de peas zakin kohanim mitchi. There's a particular lav that's given over to a kohen that he's not allowed to cut his beard. That's not somebody else's, but he's not even cut it. That's a mitchi, that it gets knocked away. Delo nafka lan mirosho, that wouldn't be learned out from rosho itself. V'alfagav de'ein shavavakohu de'sakata techamina shani, sakata techamina shiny. Lave to Kohanim, maybe we would have thought that Lavin, losases of Kohanim, are different. Why? The Chamire, because they're more Machmir. Shariba Behena Kasuv, Mitzvah Rabbos, the Torah gives Kohanim many more mitzvahs. Akati Lava Shavavakol, Minol and Dedachi. So where do I go and I get knocked that off from? So therefore, we actually need this. Right, let's read inside. I mean, I would have thought the following. Shani Kohanim, Kohanim are different. Hol v'ribahem akasa mitzvah, even more mitzvah. Safil lav she'ein shavah b'kol lo dachi. Even a localized asay docha lo asay, which is not shavah l'kol, it wouldn't even affect them also. It wouldn't work for them. Kamash malan dedachi comes to teach you that it is, and we only learn that from the actual beard. So we actually need the word zakan there. So now we no longer have the me'eno in lekan teneu in yanacher. We don't have that because this is not free to go ahead and use that to teach it to other places. So all we know at this stage, according to if you want to learn it from Rosho and from Zakano, is coming to tell us that we have an asay is dochalos asay by mitzora and by kohanim. Ella Asya Mirosho Dehachtana. We learned out a minute ago about the idea of Mirosho to tell us the fact you don't need to tell us that. So why are you telling us that? It must be because it's coming to teach us. that an assay is docha los assay. That's what we're coming to learn from the fact that it says rosho, because we would have thought you don't do that when you shave all the hair, you leave the payas. And it says, no, you cut even the payas over there. And that's how we understood it. And we tried to learn out to everything, but we said we can't do that because it doesn't apply to women also. The following Tana learns it differently. Asim Rosho Dahach Tana. The Tanya, we're learning Tana Braisa. Rosho. It says in the Pasuk Rosho. Matam Lomar. Why do you have to say Rosho? We already learned out that you have to cut all the hair of all the bodies. Why do you have to write the head? So we learn like this. Lefish and Emar. Because of the fact that we have an Pasuk by Nazir. The Pasuk says, Ta'ar lo Ya'avor al Rosho. A razor is not allowed to pass over his head. A nazir is not allowed to go ahead and cut his hair. And this is talking about not just his payas, but everything. So shemeani af mitzora v'nazir kain. I would have said, so let's say if a person who's a nazir and a mitzora, he decides to become a nazir, he's not shaving his head, not doing nothing, then he becomes a mitzora also, and now he finishes the process of mitzora, and now he has to go and cut all of his hair, that you'd say that, nope, you don't do it over here in such a case, since the nazir is not allowed to cut his hair, then he's not allowed to cut his hair in such a case. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk comes to tell you, Rosho, his head, telling you straight out that even a Nazir who's a Mitzora does shave his head. Now, what do we have? We know Nazir is a lav, is a los assay. We know the idea of cutting the hair of Rosho is an assay. So if an assay is docha, a los assay. And therefore we learn that assay is docha, a los assay throughout the Gans Torah. Frek the Gemara, nice triikel mirfach. We still have a kasha. We could say mala nazir mitzora shekain yeshno b'sheela. A nazir is a way of getting out of his naziris. He could do a hataras nedarim. He can go to great sages and get out of it in the first place. So therefore, to go and tell me that you're learning from nazir mitzora and the learner to the entire Torah, you don't have a raya anymore than a seiz docha los haseh, because other mitzvos that we have out there maybe are more chamor than this, because you can't get out of it. You can't learn from kal to chamor. As Rashi spells out, that shekin yishlo b'sheila lishol l'chacham v'yatir lo. You can go to the sheilas chacham and he can be matir you. Hilkach asi haseh v'dachi los haseh. That's where that seiz is going to be docha los haseh. But in a regular case where you're not able to get out of it, which is more machmir, you're not going to be able to do such a thing. Therefore, whenever Raya say dochalos say in Gan's Torah, maybe it's only by the Nazir Mitzora. And it's clear that that's the case, that we say that the reason is because that we're more makel over here is because of the fact that it's good with She'ela. You know why? Because if you don't want to say that, if you would not say that the Nazir's Isser, the Isser of the Nazir, is more makel than other Yisurim, then how would we deal with the following? Ha'kaimelon, we know that we hold that although maybe we say an assay is docha los assay, We don't say that it's docha in assay. We say an assay is docha los assay. We don't say assay is docha in assay in a los assay. But it's got two things going against it. De ain assay docha los assay the assay. That's a principle we know. An assay is not docha los assay in assay. And the question is, why would you say that? So if you would say that Nazir is not nekel, right? Why would you say that? Ligmar minasir. Let's just learn it from Nazir. We know that Nazir has an assay and a los assay. One is tar lo yaver rosho, which means it's a los assay. You're not allowed to have a razor go over the head. You can't cut the hair. And then we have a los an assay of kadosh yeh gadol peres arosho. Make sure his hair grows. So you have a assay of growing your hair. You have a los assay of not cutting your hair. And now this mitzvah is coming along is an assay of cutting the hair. And that says doch an assay and a los assay. How is that working? It must be the only reason it's working. If it was true that it was working for us to learn from that to everywhere else, then we should learn that. But we don't learn that. It must be that the reason why it's okay by Nazir is Elami Nazir, my time alo gamrinon. Why is it that we don't learn it out? The ikalimifrach shekein yesh b'sheila. That's why we don't learn from this case to every other case, because it's an assay, which is docha, and a los assay, an assay. And the only reason is why, because since the nazir can always get out of his naziris by doing she'elas chacham, therefore, we just look at it. That's why we're able to have an assay, docha, and a los assay, an assay. But otherwise, we wouldn't do such a thing. Hachinami, here too as well, even if it's just an assay trying to docha los assay, ikal mifrach, maybe the reason is shekin yeshav b'sheila. That's the only reason, and therefore we can't learn it to anything else. Okay, so we got to drop that also. El liolam, a whole new world over here. Liolam, really? Beep, turn the page, hey, my base. Mikra kama, all roads lead back to tzitzis. Dekilayim b'tzitzis, says Rashi. We go back to tzitzis shtickle. Aye, but don't forget your problem. Your problem was that we have nothing extra here in order to learn out from it, because you said you need Samuel Pishtim to tell us. Samuel Pishtim, Im Kane, so you're going to say, so I'll explain to you, still we have something which is extra. Im Kane, says Rashi, that the Lav Lafnuye Lichtov, that it's not meant to be Lafnuye, it's not open and free to be dashing from, then Lema Krot Sitzis Taselecha. Let the Pasuk say straight out, that not gedilim tasalacha, but tzitzis tasalacha, gedilim lamali. Why are you saying gedilim? Shmamina lefnuye. We learned from this that it's extra, because don't forget the word tzitzis is used in the Torah. V'asulahem tzitzis al kanfei b'gdehem al dor. Some we say in Shema, and all of a sudden we use a word that says gedilim. The Meiri says it ends up being a bigger word. Why are you going out of here and using a bigger word over here that the Torah doesn't like to do? It must be it's lefnuye to come to teach us that it is free to darshan. We learn the smuchin, and we see the assay of Tzitzis is docha the losa say of shatnez, and we learned that out to kol ha'toyra kula. Fragt Gemara 9. Hai l'shi'ur hudasa. Don't think that's extra. We actually need it l'shi'ur, and Rashi says l'minyan chutin to tell her how many tzitzis, we want to put tzitzis on the corner of your beged, how many strings you need to put over there. That's what it's telling us. Gedil shnayim. The word gedil is going to be two. Why? Rashi says, e'af shalasas gedil b'pachas mishnei chutim. You can't do it when you're twining things together, taking two things. So the word to twine means that you take two things and putting them and becoming like one. So gedil shnayim, and gedilim is going to be double that, and therefore it's going to end up being four. Asay gedil, make a gedil, uposleo mitocho. The word psil is a type of thing which means that it's going to be hanging, and gedil means it's like tight. So one is that it's bound together, the other one's that it's hanging, and that's how tzitzis are, bound together and it's tight. So Rashi says, gedilim arba chutin demiit gedilim shtayim uksiv, and it says, v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanof psil, armor Torah say mehanoch arba chutin, from those four chutin, you should make a gedil, echad dahavaleru ches chutin. It's a being that it's really eight. So you take those four, you stick it through the hole, and now you end up having hanging on both sides. Now you have eight string. Ubosleo mitocho, shiutluyim psil, and you should have them hanging. Shelo yase kulo gedil. Don't do the whole thing in gedil. Ale ktsas gedil ktsas anaf. Some of it that is closed up, and some of it that it's open. Nonetheless, we see that we actually need this word in order to teach us how many strings are going to be. So we're back to a bit of a problem that's not mufni anymore. Good point, says Gemara, but we're still fighting. Im Kane, if that's true, that you're not telling me it's mufti, then le makra lo silba shanes tsemu pishtim. Yacht of lamali. Why do I need the word yacht over there? Just say tsemu pishtim. Shema mina lafnuye. So now you see that it actually is free. It's open and it's ready. It's free for us to be able to go ahead and darshan from it. So when it says lo silba shanes tsemu pishtim, Yachtov, and then Gedilim Tasalach. So therefore, now we have that it's open to Darshan. We have the Smicha, the smucha now, and we Darshan out. The Nasei is Docha Alosa, saying we learn to call it Tarkula. Coming from Tzitzis. Frak the Gemara asks, Vakati mi baile? No, sorry, we actually need the word Yachtov. And therefore, it's not open anymore. Therefore, we don't have a makor for us, Docha Alosa, say, and call it Toyuriki le. Vakati mi baile, the Tokif Shtek Tkifos Chibor. When it says that you're not allowed to go ahead and Losel Shatn is. Tzemru Pishtim Yachtav, what's the Isser of Tzemru Pishtim Wool and Linen Yachtav being together? That's only if you put a needle going through and then going through a second time. The Tokif Shteit Kifos, if there's two different times that you put the needle through, then it's considered a Shtaka connection, it's going to be a problem. With Kifa Achas Enu Chibar, but if it's one, it's not considered a Chibar. So when you're going to be over, the Isser of Shatness of Wool and Linen together is only if it's going to be two of them, and that's going to end up being called Yachtav. But if not, then it's not Yachtav, and that's why the word Yachtav is actually used. Says the Gemara, okay, good. But Im Kane, if that's the case, then Lichta Rachmana lo silba semer upishtim yachtav. Let it leave out the word shatnez. Just say, don't go ahead and silba semer upishtim yachtav. Shatnez lamali, why don't you have the word shatnez there? It seems extra. Shmamina left, nuye happens to be. That one's extra in order to go ahead and to teach us. Now, again, it's now open to darshan. Says the Gemara, no, vakatimi boile, we do need the word shatnez. This is an amazing idea. Vakatimi boile, achehe Shua, Tavoy, Venuz. Shatness is a compilation of these three words, that it's smooth, it's spun, and it's woven. That's when you really hit the issue of shatness. And Rashi shows where we see this Lashonos are like that. So we see that shatness actually is needed in order to teach you. Yachtav needs two tkifos, and shatness needs to be that it's got to be smooth, spun, and woven. And therefore it's used, it's necessary for this. In fact, the Gemara. Ella, and for the Gemara, Ella Kula Mishatnis Nafka. We thought we're stuck over here now because we said that Shatnis actually is necessary to teach us this principle of Shua, of teach us actually Shua, Tavu Venuz. So this is Gemara now, Ella Kula Mishatnis Nafka. We learn everything out from the word Shatnis. You see, the Torah could have written Kilayim. You didn't have to say Shatnis. It could have said Kilayim, and it could have spelled out Shua, Tavu Venuz. The fact that it decided to write Shatnis to teach us that, so we also not only Shua Tavinus, we also learn out that an asay is docha alos asay. So it teaches us those principles and that it's open to darshan. And now we darshan it to straight out to tell us that Sitzis, which is asay, is docha alos asay, which is Shatnis, and we learn this out for the rest of the Torah. Okay, beautiful. Now we've addressed this issue. Now you're going to remember, we way back, all of this was going back and forth of how do we know that an essay is docha alosa essay. But there were actually two questions that we dealt with. In the beginning of Daf Dalet, we dealt with, well, Gimel Bey is going to Daf Dalet. We asked, does it true that we apply the concept of asay is docha alos asay? Were there curries involved? Don't forget, right? When we said it on Dalet, we did this yesterday, right in the beginning. We said that we're going to break down the braisa that we started yesterday, meaning on Daf Gimel, where we brought the source of the Mishnah's ruling from Achos Ishto, that the 15 women are going to be putter from Chalitza and Yibam, as well as the Tzaros and the Tzarosayim. We said that the word aleha is what excluded achos ishto as well as other arayas from yibum. Because without that, I would have said that achos isha would do yibum. Why? Because even though there's a los asay of you can't be with your sister, your wife's sister, there's an asay of doing yibum. So asay should be docha los asay. Then we asked on that. But do we apply that when there's kares involved? Like, why would you need the word aleha to be there to teach us don't do an asay is docha los asay? You don't need that because this is kares. And then we went on furthermore, where did we go in the first place that asay is docha los asay? So we just spent a blot and a half trying to figure out how we know asay is docha los asay. And then we learned out from tzitzis from the word chatness. Now we want to know, back to the first question, is it true that asay is docha los asay if there's kares involved in the los asay? Let's read inside now. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan de asay asay v'dachi los asay greida. We find that it's going to go ahead in regular standard protocol asay odocha standard protocol los asay. But los asay sheish mo karis. Hech Ashkechan d'achi. How could you say los asay this karis that's going to be knocked off? De itzrich aleha lemesra. That we need to have the word aleha to come to say that it's going to be usher to do this. Because aleha was coming to say that you can't take your wife's sister. Why would you even need that? Because asay docha los asay, but asay docha los asay is not by kares, so I wouldn't even need it altogether. We know that you wouldn't be able to take your wife's sister because it's kares involved. So now we go on a shtickle journey to try to find how we know that asay is going to be docha los asay that has kares. V'chi temanela from mila. Let's learn that from bris mila. Right, we know that bris mila. Rashi says she docha asay shela los asay de shabbos sheyesh bo kares. That was horrible trup. Try it again. Mimila shedocha asay shela. The asay of mila is docha the los asay of Shabbos that has kares. Person goes ahead. You can't be over. If they're over an isser on Shabbos, it's an isser of kares. You can't just cut flesh and call it bleeding, all that kind of jazz. So what do we have here? Vechitan later. Let's learn it from mila. Because we know mila is docha Shabbos, even though it's kares. No, you can't learn it from there because mila is very special. Ma lamila shekein nichrusu aleha shloshesre brisos, because it has on it. It has 13 covenants that were made with bris mila. Rashi says, Amorim b'parshas mila. If you look in parshas mila, you see there's 13 different brisim that come up. The word bris comes up 13 times, so therefore it has its own specific, chashivas. Okay, and what about mipesach? Let's learn it from Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to do shchita on Shabbos, but when it comes to Karban Pesach, says Rashi, shedocha shchita, so it's a Shabbos. The shchita of the Pesach is docha Shabbos, and we know that again, Shabbos is kares. Oh, so let's learn from there. No, you can't say that. You know why? Because mala Pesach shekin kares. Pesach itself, somebody goes ahead and they don't do it, they get kares. So it's an assay of kares being docha, a los assay of kares, so therefore you can't learn it out to other places as well. How about the Karban Tamid? Mi Tamid, let's learn that from the Karban Tamid, which we know also override Shabbos, says no, because Mala Tamid, Shekein Tadir. Karban Tamid is brought every single day. You have a Tadiris, it's constantly brought, so therefore we can't learn to other things which aren't. Okay, now we're going to try to do what we've done in other. We do another Mishnah that also says, all right, so Michadel Asse, I can't learn now from one of them that we're going to go ahead and say that the Mitzvah Asse is going to be Docha, Mitzvah Loses as Kares. But Tesi Mitaiti, maybe I could learn out from two of them together. Oh yeah, you want to learn out from two? Hey Tesi, which two do you want to learn out from? Mimila umipesach. You want to say let's learn out from Mila and Pesach. Right, we'll learn over there because we see Mila and Pesach are both. Have an assay, which is docha, a los assay, and have kares. You say you can't do that. You know why? Shekin kares, because by Mila and Shabbos and Pesach, sorry. If you don't do Mila, you get kares. If you don't do Pesach, you do kares, and you don't have that by other mitzvahs. Okay, so mi Pesach v'tamid. Let's learn it from Pesach v'tamid. Can't do that. You know why? Shekin tzarech gavoa. Because carbon Pesach and carbon tamid are karbanos that are being brought to gavoa, given to our Rashi says l'mizbeach. Tomer ba'asei, the yibam, the leka kohani, doesn't have that, so you can't learn out from there. Okay, mi Mila v'tamid, so why don't we learn out from Mila and Tamid? Can't do that. You know why? Shekin Yeshto Lefnei Adibar. Because the Mila, Bris Mila, and Karban Tamid are things that were done before Matan Torah. I remember this Gemara in Vavad Chagiga Valibid Amanda Amar Ola Sheikriva Yisrael Bamidbar Olas Tamid Hava. It was almost Tamid. Machlokis Bisham Beis Hillel Davav in Chagiga Beis Shammai says that it was talking about Beis Hillel says it's Olas Tamid and Beis Hillel Shammai said that it was Olas Re'ia. Anyway, so it's going according to Man Amar Shekriv Yisob and Midr Olas Tamid Hava, and therefore you can't learn out from any of these things. You can't learn out from one of them. You can't learn out from two of them. Umikulu Nami, you can't learn out from all three of them. Why is Shekin Yishin Dibur Lefnei Dibur? Because even Pesach was also given before, was given before the Torah was given. So all three of them are unique that you can't learn out to other things. Kum Tachlis, what comes out from this whole thing is that we wouldn't find an assay is docha alosa say when we're dealing with an answer of kares in the situation, except for these particular cases of the tamid and of mila and of Shabbos, we don't find that happening. So therefore, by yibum, when it happens to be if a man is married to a woman, and now that he has a brother who's married to another woman, there's a sister, brothers are married to sisters, and one of them dies, and that woman now is going to fall to him, that's kares. So if that's kares, then it's say is not docha lo sase when it comes to kares. So why do you need the word aleha in order to exclude that particular case? Ella, it's drich. We actually do need the word aleha. You know why? Because sakadai dechamin, I would have thought, teisei mi kibar aveim. Let's learn out from kibar aveim. The Tanya, we're learning to the Braisa. Yachu ye kibar aveim, docha Shabbos. You would have thought that maybe kibar aveim is docha Shabbos. Your parents go and tell you to do some sort of iser Shabbos. So you think that, well, I have a chiv to listen to my parents. That's an assay of kibar aveim. And I have a los assay, don't break Shabbos. Don't break Shabbos. And it's kares also. And I would have thought that I have to listen to my parents over them. Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk comes to tell you, Ish imo va'aviv tirau, ve'es shabsosei tishmaru, which means a person has to go ahead and fear his parents, and you have to keep Shabbos. Why are you putting them together? To tell you, kuchem chayev mechvodi, all of you are chayev to honor me. Rashi says, ata v'avicha v'imecha chayev mechvodi, me'ani Hashem, darish say, we learn from any Hashem. So the point is that what we learn out of here is that if not for this pasuk, so my love, is it not so? If not, right, if not for this pasuk, then I would have thought what? Then we have the assay of listening to your parents is docha velosa say and of Shabbos, which is kares. And that's why you need this pasuk to come and tell me to take you out of it. And therefore the same thing by the woman and doing yibum to your wife's sister, that would end up being a say of yibum, docha losa say with kares. Now I need the word aleh to take me out of it, my lav, right? Because aren't we talking about, isn't the Torah talking about the case? Da amrele shchotli bashali, whether they're saying go ahead and do shchita or go do and cook something and that's going to be over at a case of kares. V'tayim at the kush rachman shabsosei tishmo, and because of the fact that the Torah says shabsosei tishmo, that goes and circumvents that to tell you that no, you don't listen to him in such a case. Halav achidachi, but without that, it would have been doche. And therefore, the same thing also over here that a man married to a woman, he can go ahead and marry this woman's sister if she's a yibam, because the assay of yibam is doche the los assay of being with a woman and her sister, even though it's kares. Now it comes along aleh to come tell you not like that. So we see normally again, we learn from here that assay is doche a los assay, even though it has kares. Says the Gemara, nope, nice try, low. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what the Torah is coming to circumvent. It's not telling you that don't listen to your parents in a case, that we needed this pasuk to tell you not to listen to them because it was a case of kares even. beep, turn the page, davav, lav, the mechamer. What we're talking about is your parents are telling you to go ahead and to lead an animal, leading an animal on Shabbos. Rashi says, acher behema, lav, the mechamer, acher behema, shehu belav, the losase, komalacha, tovem techa, vahai lav, leka kares, the lo avid maisa begufe. A person who does this is not going ahead and not going to be a chayef kares. If you go and you lead an animal that has stuff on it, you're supposed to have shvisas behemtecha. Your animal's supposed to rest also. You going and you're leading along your animals, you make your animal work, and therefore you're over in Isser and Shabbos, but it's not an Isser of Kares because you didn't do it with your own body. So therefore, this is a regular case of what? Your parents going to tell you to do something. It's a... that's an essay. And then you have a los essay of don't work on Shabbos. So the essay should be docha the essay. That's a regular case. And the taka would have been. Therefore, it says the shabsosai tishmo, which means no, don't listen to them. I don't need a pasuk to tell me don't listen to them if it's going to be something which is an essay docha los essay with a lav. Because therefore, we don't have anywhere that would be the case by Shabbos here. Let me reword that last thing. The point is that right over here, this particular case is dealing with a regular case where there's no kares involved. It's an assay and it's a los assay. And therefore, you can't go ahead and learn from here anything to do with kares. Okay, the Gemara is going to go on and discuss a little further, but we're going to stop at this point right now. We're still with our question of why would we need the word aleha if this is an assay with a los assay of kare, seemingly you wouldn't need the aleh because you wouldn't have it there to be overriding it. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.